quote, "In order to be ADHD, you have to be hyper," end quote. Ha, have y'all met Crispy? You obviously haven't met Crispy if you think that. Hey everyone, it's Jules Anthony. Welcome to The Complex, a narrative fiction podcast on life with ADHD. If this is your first episode, I highly recommend you go back and listen consecutively from episode one. It's got a lot of context that I think will kind of help you understand who the characters are and what's happening. Now, before we get started though, ADHD is real, but the characters and personalities in this story are fictional. As much as it might seem like it, these characters really are fake. All right, well, with that said, I hope you enjoy this episode of The Complex.
The Complex is sponsored by Focus Forward, Navigating the Storms of Adult ADHD by James Ochoa. Learn about the emotional distress syndrome and how to successfully navigate the ups and downs of the ADHD life. Get Focus Forward in audio, print, or ebook format at Amazon or jamesochoa.com.
So, do you remember when I was telling you about Crispy?
Oh, yeah. He was the guy who wears the Krispy Kreme hat everywhere.
Yeah. He was really stressing me out this last week. He set up folding chairs outside the door of his apartment, and there was a steady stream of biker-looking guys sitting out there, just waiting for him, almost like he was selling something. I tried talking to him when he came to pay the rent, but,
Here's rent, Chief.
Bright and early on the first of every month. Thanks, Crispy. It's nice you pay all in cash, but I was actually wanting to talk to you. Crispy, can you listen for a second? Oh, I guess not.
He sounds like a really interesting guy.
I mean, he's a great tenant, but he won't answer any direct questions. He sings the exact same song everywhere he goes and kind of freaks people out.
Hey, Jules.
Oh, hey, Jessica. You look really pretty today. I mean, you look nice every day, but I just mean you look especially nice today.
And Thank you, Jules. Hey, I wanted to ask, do you know anything about a slingshot? Jade said someone's been shooting the lemons off the tree in the community garden. Whoever's doing it is a really good shot. The lemons fall right off into the grass, but it's kind of unsettling.
That must be Crispy. I know he has a slingshot, but I had no idea he actually used it. I thought it was just part of his look.
Should he really be doing target practice in the complex? Maybe you should talk to him.
Yeah, I'll talk to him tonight. But, hey, speaking of which, you want to get some gelato later?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. See you later, alligator. Oh, God. Hey, Crispy.
It just goes on and on.
Have you been shooting your slingshot around the complex?
It just goes on and on, my friend.
Why are you pointing at your watch?
It just goes on.
Is that supposed... Seriously? Okay. God. Let's try this a different way. Just direct and to the point. Okay. All right. Crispy!
It just goes on.
There's no slingshot shooting in the complex. Period. Crispy smiled, just like before, gave me a thumbs up, and shut the door again. I was sure something sketchy was going on, and since he obviously didn't want to communicate with me, I decided, well, everything in here is confidential, right?
Yes, absolutely. Unless you're trying to kill yourself or somebody else, everything you say here stays here.
Well, I used my master key to let myself into Crispy's apartment without him knowing. This is by far the cleanest apartment in the complex. Huh. If I were something suspicious, where would I be? Nothing in here. No. Oh, I know. The freezer. Looks like there's nothing in here but slabs of meat.
It just goes on
Hello, my friend.
The end. Yes. Home sweet home at 1700, right on the dot. Commence relaxation.
Wait, you were snooping around the apartment when Crispy came in?
Yeah, and the worst part was as I was trying to be quiet, a big bag of frozen meat fell out of the freezer right when he turned on the TV.
Oh, crap.
Oh, howdy, Jules.
Hey, I was just checking if the freezer was freezing properly.
Nice. I just started watching Mongolian Power Fist. You want to join? Hey, while you're in the kitchen, bring me a Coke. Get yourself one, too.
He didn't seem to mind that I had waltzed into his apartment without him knowing, so I stayed. Anyway, when I opened up the fridge, there were glass bottles of Mexican Coke lined up with military precision, and Mongolian Power Fists. Have you ever seen that? It's sort of like Ultimate Fighting, but with Buddhists. And believe it or not, the theme song is pretty catchy.
Mongolian Power Fist. Focus your chi.
This is amazing. How have I not seen this before?
I know, right? It's on every weekday at 1705 after my 10-minute walk home from my 4-hour and 15-minute shift. There's nothing like watching Buddhists beat the snot out of each other to calm their nerves.
Yeah, I think this is the calmest I've ever seen you.
Correct. You usually encounter me when I'm on schedule. Right now, I'm on break.
So, is that why you're not singing the song that never ends?
Also correct.
Ooh,
oh, God!
Did you see that? Mongolian Power Fist! Focus your chi! Focus your chi!
Did that monk just spit out a tooth?
Correct, correct, he did! Hey, were you really here to check on the freezer?
It's
incorrect. You're here about the slingshot. Okay, I apologize. I mean, I get it. You can't have a sniper in the complex.
Yeah, right.
Really? 3.5 minutes early? I'm still on break.
Well, if you need to answer that, I can get out of your hair.
No. We're watching Mongolian Power Fist. We have 2 minutes left.
Right when it ended, one of his alarms went off, and suddenly he was all business. He opened the door, some biker guy came in, and that was obviously my cue to leave.
So, what are your concerns about this guy living at the complex?
I mean, I still think something shady is going on, but I'm not concerned like I was before. I saw a completely different side of him while watching Mongolian Power Fist. It was actually a ton of fun. He usually seems pretty uptight, but like he said, that's when he's on schedule. I've never met anyone like this guy before.
I'm guessing the subject of ADHD didn't come up.
No, it didn't.
And again, I can't do a diagnosis without meeting someone, but the behaviors you describe do sound like a hyperactive impulsive form of ADHD. And it's interesting. You learned a lot about this guy. You know he responds when you're specific and direct, and you can't talk to him effectively when he's on a tight schedule.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
He's a little mysterious, but do you really think he's doing something illegal?
I sure hope not, but I guess as his landlord, I have a responsibility to find out.
It's probably a good idea to do when he's not on his tight schedule.
Yeah, and after Mongolian Power Fists. Hey everyone. Next week, Episode 3's Afterthoughts will be released. If y'all have any questions or stories you'd like to share about your own ADHD or maybe a family member's ADHD, post a comment or review and I'll be sure to ask James a few of the questions and tell him a few of the stories. You can find the coming episodes of The Complex at jamesochoa.com or anywhere you get your podcasts.
The Complex is produced by Jules Ochoa and co-written by Jules Ochoa and Robin Schatzenaff. The executive producer and local ADHD professional is James Ochoa, LPC.
The voice actors for this episode were James Ochoa as himself, Jules Ochoa as Jules, Jenny Larson as Jessica, and John Brickley as Crispy.